Hello and welcome back to episode 13 of the From the Nosebleeds podcast, coming at you on Friday, March the 6th. Thomas Pokernick, Thomas Coburn.
Hello, hello.
And Paulo Gismondi in studio, as always.
What are you saying?
Super excited for today's episode. Thomas, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. We've never really started a podcast with you asking how I am.
I usually don't care.
Oh,
about your
yikes.
Feelings.
That's yikes. How about you? I'm doing great.
I certainly never ask Paulo how he's doing.
No, of course not.
Not a chance. Even though he has a mic today. You know, give us a hey, how are you?
Please. Hey, how are you guys? Oh.
Perfect.
So how's your Friday so far?
Not bad. Busy as always. We got a lot on tap today and some good stuff too that I'm pretty interested in getting into. So you know what? All is good in life.
All is good.
And we just finished talking about some NBA and NHL. So now we're ready to cut that out and just strictly focus on the task at hand with the NFL.
You might say that we're ready for football.
Yeah, picking up right where we left off from last podcast. We're ready for football and we're sitting right in the nosebleeds of this studio. I think we should just get right into it. And we'll start. Last week we did a fan Q&A, which was a lot of fun. And thank you to everyone who sent in their questions. We had a lot of good ones. But today we're going to talk a little bit more about NFL free agency. And even the draft and even the combine too. So pretty much everything that's been going on recently, which should be good. But I want to start off with a bit more of a fun thing. At the combine last week, there was a prospect by the name of Ben Bartsch. And he was a tight end, and he decided to convert, for whatever reason, to an offensive tackle.
During the combine?
Not during the combine. throughout his collegiate and high school career, he was originally a tight end and said, I'm going to now play offensive tackle. I don't know if it was a coach that said, hey, listen, Ben, you got to play offensive tackle. You can't catch if your life depended on it. But for whatever reason, he needed to play on the O-line. So, of course, a man who is very familiar with the game of football, a tight end, does not have the physical stature to compete at the O-line position. Am I wrong?
Unless you're like Gronk.
Even Gronk would get cooked by Aaron Donald or anyone.
Okay, Aaron Donald, but...
Okay, Deshaun Hand. There you go. Your favorite Lions player. But Ben Bartsch needed to put on 70 pounds of weight in order to complete his transition.
But healthy weight.
He just needed to put on the weight, 70 pounds.
Wait.
In any way.
No way.
Any way you cut it up. He needed to put on 70 pounds. And in order to do this, he went into the lab and cooked up this concoction. And I don't know, maybe this is the first time you're hearing about this drink. But he made a shake that he would have every single day. And it helped him put on those 70 pounds. And he's now competed at the combine under an offensive lineman and presumably will be drafted into the NFL. This drink consisted... Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. Would you like me to start with the more palatable ingredients?
Start with the dry ingredient.
The dry ingredient. There's not much. Okay. 7 scrambled eggs would go into the shake.
Right. So there's no dry ingredients in this? That's not...
I mean...
Is there like protein powder?
No.
Okay, then maybe there's no dry ingredients.
Well, there's bananas, but those are kind of like, they're not dry.
No, dry ingredients are like flour.
Okay.
Not that flour would be in, but like protein powder.
Yeah. No dry ingredients.
Yes.
Okay, so we got...
Not much of a baker.
I'm just going to read it in the order of the list that I got to avoid any confusion.
Okay.
But we have 7 scrambled eggs, and this is off NFL.com, a big tub, not any specific quality, but a big tub of cottage cheese, which I personally think is disgusting. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
I don't know where you stand on that.
I'm with you on that.
Grits, peanut butter, bananas, and red Gatorade. And that's his shake. And he gained 70 pounds.
Honestly,
from drinking that.
The biggest question is why red Gatorade?
I think it just like
why not water? There's no way that Gatorade actually helped you gain weight.
No. But they drank this at the combine, him and a reporter. Actually made it and drank it.
I saw that clip.
Yes. Apparently, the Gatorade just makes it somehow manageable to take down.
It adds a little bit of flavor. I mean, maybe cut some flavors out.
If you cut up in a blender 7 scrambled eggs and a big tub of cottage cheese, you better have the best blender in the world, because I can't imagine the chunkiness and the consistency of that drink. It has to be the
wouldn't
it has
to be
the worst thing
eat
ever.
It separately?
This is just like it's in a glass, and yeah. He just takes it down. It just makes it so much easier.
I'd stop playing football.
I would just work on becoming a better tight end, in my opinion.
Or you, well, if there's got to be a better way to gain weight. Than
how that. Badly do you know? 70 pounds is a lot of weight.
No, I know. But I'm saying there's got to be a better way than doing this.
Well, obviously he was working out and everything, but this was part of his routine. And you know what? Good for Ben. This shows that he's committed. He's a team player. He can play any role he wants.
Yeah, don't question his heart.
I bet you he's quarterback by year 3, and he drops 250 pounds, and he's just.
Then his diet goes. Now he's got to eat nothing for like.
Yeah, and he's just
months.
Dropping
just water
dimes out on the football field. So, his draft stock to me just skyrocketed, and he's like the way Paulo views Chase Claypool. This is how I view Ben Bartsch.
Just the best player ever.
Actually, update on Chase Claypool, because you guys were talking about having him on the podcast last week. Yeah.
So are you.
Put those headphones on so you can hear me.
Yeah, Paulo, get those headphones on, eh?
He actually followed us on Instagram, Chase Claypool. We did have the opportunity to talk to him via DMs.
Instagram DMs.
It just seems like he's just so swamped right now with everything that's going on. So
he's got stuff on his mind.
He's unable to attend the podcast.
We'll get him eventually.
Let you know.
But maybe after he gets drafted and everything's settled.
Yeah. Honestly, we can work it out. I think so.
And then we'll know which team he's on, who's going to be.
We can get the jersey, maybe some signings. It'll be just beautiful. But anyways.
Oh, by the way, this is the Michael Thomas episode.
You never even said that.
Yeah, I was going to remind you.
Oh,
I almost forgot.
Thank you. Well, it just popped in my... This is the Michael Thomas episode. What do I have to say about Michael Thomas?
He's
unreal. I just
can
find
I talk
him,
about I, Michael Thomas?
Oh, for sure.
I'm beginning to lose respect for him.
Oh.
He is starting to look like Odell Beckham Jr. I'm starting to see the diva in Michael Thomas by what he's posting on social media.
I see that.
And it's starting to...
You got to talk about players on social media.
Just really get to me. Another thing is, it's episode 13.
Fournette. Like Fournette.
Best quarterback in NFL history, Dan Marino, wore number 13. And the second best quarterback in NFL history, Tua. And we actually had a debate of how to say his last name before we went on air today.
We settled on Tua.
He's a LeBron. He's a Zion. He's a Giannis type player that we just call him Tua. He wears number 13 in college. He won't be able to wear 13 in the NFL because it's retired by the Dolphins. But what I'm trying to pinpoint here is you had two excellent opportunities for an episode 13, and you just squandered both.
Yeah, but who had the best year in football last year out of Michael Thomas, Dan Marino, and Tua? Michael Thomas, best year.
All right, I'll give you props on that one. Anyways, speaking of free agency, because it's right around the corner... This is, in my opinion, the biggest year ever in terms of quarterback movement. We've never before seen a free agency class with this much speculation around the quarterbacks that are available, quarterbacks who are going to get traded. Just there's about 6 or 7 teams that people think Brady's going to go to, and I have no clue, to be honest. So what I thought would be a good idea for today's podcast is we do a bit of a... I'm calling it the quarterback carousel. Think about that name.
Very creative.
I thought of it last night. Not bad, eh? And we get, if willing, producer Paulo Gismondi to list off the available quarterbacks, and we give our picks of where they will end up this year. What do you think about that?
Paulo?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I don't think Thomas can hear me.
Can you hear Paulo?
Yeah, don't worry. I can hear him.
Oh, he can hear you.
Oh, okay. Because I got ignored.
But I'll let you go first when he lists them off.
All right, so we're only saying, one of us are only talking about the quarterback. We're not doing both.
No, both.
Oh, okay.
We can just quick fire shell them off our predictions of each guy.
Okay.
Paulo. Okay, first, Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater. Now, I'd like to see him. Okay, Chargers.
I'm going to go with the Chargers, too. I think the Bucks are hot on his heels, and I believe that there's actually some validity in that rumor, but if I say he's going to the Bucks, then it ruins one of my later answers. So I'm going to go to the Chargers, and I kind of like the fit there.
Brady to the Bucks. Stay tuned. No.
All right, next up.
Okay, next up is Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota, would you like... You can go for
I think Carson Wentz in Philly is a great quarterback, but he has proven that he can't stay healthy. And in the past, when they had Nick Foles, it didn't matter because he was one of the best backups in the league. Last year, they had McCown, and it really hurt the Eagles. I think Mariota can come into Philly. I don't think he's quite ready yet to compete again for another starting job, but I think he can be the backup to Wentz. They obviously hope he doesn't feature, but if he does, he's more than capable of a backup. So I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. I was thinking the Bears.
Yeah, that's certainly a...
They said they wanted to bring... Okay, Mariota's not a veteran, but they want to bring somebody to push Trubisky, and I think he's actually a perfect guy for that. So... Trubisky is on the Bears. Mariota to the Bears.
Alrighty.
Paulo, number three.
Drew Brees.
I think we can answer this one in unison. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Saints, yeah.
I don't think he's even come out and said it. If I'm playing again next year, I'm not playing for any team other than the New Orleans Saints. So I got him staying.
And he'll burn out at the end of the year again, just like he has the past 2 years.
Saints are going to win the Super Bowl next year. Okay. Drew deserves it more than anyone. You can't even tell me that he doesn't. He does. Anyways.
Over Jameis?
We're going to get to him soon.
Nobody deserves.
I put him far down the list on purpose.
Okay.
Just to keep the listeners salivating of where Jameis Winston will play next year.
That's the question everybody wants to know.
But next up.
Next up is Dak Prescott.
I'm
franchise tag Cowboys.
I'm putting him in the same boat as Drew Brees. I don't know if they're going to franchise tag him just because they have Amari Cooper as well. And just with their money in Dallas, it's a bit of a disaster. But I'm going to say he stays with the Cowboys.
Okay, next one. Good old-fashioned Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Probably the most interesting one on this list, or at least the one with so many different views. And we did talk about him on recent podcasts, but like... I'm changing by the week of where I think he should go or where he's going to go. So I'll let you answer first.
I'm going to stay with the boring answer. And like I've been saying for forever, the Patriots.
You think he's actually going to stay with the Patriots?
He's going to stay with the Patriots.
You think all this stuff is purposely leaked, smokescreen?
Yep.
And they're just leaking stuff for whatever reason.
I think I said this a couple episodes ago. I think that he is looking at other options. I don't think it's like... He's not even thinking about leaving. But I just think in the end, he's just going to kind of settle and be like, all right, we'll go back to New England.
I think some of the stuff that's coming out is ridiculous. Like a couple days ago, it was that his phone call with Belichick went awful. And I just want to know who's calling Ian Rappaport and saying, hey, Ian, it's Bill. I just got off the phone with Tom and it was terrible. And I know Tom's not doing that either. So I think stuff like that is just completely blown out of proportion.
Maybe there was a government agent from like Boston.
He's just tapping into the phone call. They got to see if the line's secure before talking about who his receivers are going to be next year. But on the Brady thing, I'll say this, and I agree with you. He's definitely looking at his other options. But one of the reasons why he'd want to leave New England is he sees a team that better suits him to win a championship somewhere else. I think that would be the reason, because Tom's always been about winning. I'm hearing a lot of rumors to the Titans. I'm hearing a lot of rumors to the Raiders and even the Chargers. And I don't think any of those teams, if he joins them, puts them above where New England is at right now.
Right.
Especially because he's not bringing Belichick with him. Also, recently, the 49ers have come out. I think that's garbage. They would not want to swap a 27-year-old Jimmy Garoppolo for a 43-year-old Tom Brady. So I think we can put that one to rest. That being said, I just believe that there is a rift in New England, and I don't think he wants to be there. So I'm going to go a little bit outside of the box and say the Tennessee Titans.
Solid.
It's a perfect place for a 43-year-old quarterback.
They would if they got him, I think they'd be one of the favorites to come out of the AFC.
Give the ball to Derrick Henry 30 times a game and pray that he doesn't pick up an injury and do what needs to be done. Late in games, we know Tom can win. So, Tennessee Titans.
Okay, next up is Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers. You think he's going to be in the broadcast booth next year?
I think he might retire.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, I don't, like, what team is going to, is he that appealing? Maybe it's just because, whatever, I'm not an owner or whatever, GM, but, like, is he that appealing to sign? Like, you saw his last year, he was terrible.
I think he's appealing to sign if you're, I'll use the Dolphins as an example. They have a young quarterback from the draft. I mean, of course, they have Fitzpatrick there to mentor him, but serve as a Ryan Fitzpatrick, play one season just to give, let's say whoever drafts Jordan Love, a lot of people, the knock on Jordan Love is, you know, maybe he's not pro ready quite yet.
No, right.
Let him sit for a year. There's not going to be a lot of pressure on him because he's going to be the fourth or fifth guy drafted. A guy like Philip Rivers comes in and is a good fit. So through saying that, I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts because I think they are going to draft a quarterback.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, he probably will sign with the team. I just want to see, I kind of just want to see him retire.
You just hate him.
I don't like watching him play.
You know what? Maybe it's because you like him and you want him to spend time with his 9 children.
That's true.
I think 10's on the way.
And then if he retires, there'll be an 11th for sure.
Yeah. But I did mention with Rivers, he could be in the broadcast booth. And we're not going to go the entire podcast without talking about this. The trades happening with these organizations, ESPN and NBC are making blockbuster trades with announcers.
Yes.
I mean, we got to trade Paulo. I did not know that was allowed, but now we have to find other podcasts. I got to hear who their producers are.
We have to start scouting producers.
And we have to make a trade because this nonchalant attitude that he brings into the studio week after week, I've had enough of it.
We might have to give up a first round pick.
Yeah.
In order to,
we might have to give up some equipment too. All these mics in here.
And we'll probably have to retain at least half his salary.
Yeah. Well,
just to get him out the door.
Half being generous. This guy's just, oh my goodness. That being said, Paulo, our favorite producer in the world, you're back on the mic to deliver us our next quarterback, who I think is very anticipated in the answer that we're supposed to get.
Is he listening?
Let's hope so.
There you go.
No, I'm just doing some research right now because I saw the first time Al Michaels was traded, he got traded before, okay?
Yeah.
He was traded for a character.
I did hear about that, yeah.
Yeah, for like a TV show.
Was it like
character.
A rabbit or something?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. If
it was,
I get
so
it,
so
I'll,
weird.
I'll come
unreal.
Back. But yeah, that's he unreal. Was traded for a character. That's so funny.
They trade for like the rights to different the opportunities
it's
are
crazy.
Endless.
Okay, next player. It's Thing. It's Jameis.
The GOAT.
Famous Jameis. Jabu.
Vegas.
What,
magic.
You think he's going to Vegas?
No, I kind of think the Bucks will re-sign him. Sorry, dream scenario. This shuffles all the picks, but the dream scenario is that Brady signs somewhere else and Jameis goes to New England. If Jameis goes to New England, they'll win the Super Bowl 100%.
If Jameis Winston played for the New England Patriots, I'd put a considerable amount of money down if I could find any betting institution that would take this as a bet. Bill Belichick bald by week 6 because I think he would rip his hair out having to deal with Jameis just because of the carelessness.
We've never seen laser eye surgery.
You want to hear a good Jameis Winston stat? Because you love Jameis Winston. Okay. Jameis Winston in 2019, he threw, I think he might have ended up with 30. I know he had a 30-30 season. I don't know if he went over 30 interceptions. I don't have the exact number ahead of me. But out of his interceptions, let's say it was 30, 25 of those were with a clean pocket, which was most in the NFL. To avoid a repetition, every single number I pull here is going to be most in the NFL. So 25 with a clean pocket, 23 within one possession. So those are killers. And that shows you the Bucs were in every game. 22 when targeting wide receivers. I guess that makes sense when you have Evans and Godwin. 19 when trailing, that's a killer. 17 versus zone defenses, so it's okay. You know, he's not great against the zone. Maybe he's great against man. Yeah, 13 versus man defenses, which is also the most in the NFL. 13 versus the blitz, 11 on third down, and the worst one of all, 10 fourth quarter interceptions.
He also there's no way he had to throw the most pick sixes this year too.
Yeah, I don't have that right here, but
there's no way. Like I feel like I saw at least like 5.
Yeah, but I think if Jameis somehow solves his interceptions, top 10 quarterback in the NFL. It might be a problem with no solution because he's on what, year 5, year 6 now, and he hasn't proven himself capable of not turning the ball over.
But that'll change when he goes to New England.
That will change when Bill gets him in his system. He implements the checkdowns to Edelman, and they re-sign Wes Welker and Danny Amendola, and they're just always wide open somehow. Jameis is going to take the league by storm. So are you going to give that your final answer, Jameis to the Pats?
Well, I mean, then in this world that I'm saying, then they would have Jameis and Brady, but let's go with it. Sure, why not?
Maybe they bring out a New Orleans Saints type offense, yeah. Run 3 quarterbacks.
Brady
at once.
Taysom Hill. No, I think he'll go back to the Bucs.
I'm gonna say he goes back to the Bucs too, just because it's so perfect there.
Yeah,
they just work together so well, and my favorite part about it is how critical Bruce Arians is of his own quarterback. Yeah. He says like, "Oh, we can win without him," and that's awesome. So I got him going back to the Bucs, and I'm definitely taking him in fantasy next year again if he gets drafted there.
Unless I take him before you.
You got to take him first overall if you're taking him before me.
If I can get Godwin, Mike Evans, and Jameis, I'm predicting the Chiefs offense, but it's going to be the Bucs.
If you have that...
I'm going to stack up.
That's actually perfect because if you have just Mike Evans or just Godwin, you have some weeks where they get 40 points and then the next week they get 2.
But if you have both...
the other guy gets 40 points. So now, if you have both, you can lose. So Jameis back to the Bucs, and please bring back the orange uniform. I would actually buy a jersey. We got to get all 3 of us. Jameis in the gaudy orange.
Unreal. Or maybe in a nice Patriots blue.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right, we got a few more.
Okay, next up is Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill, I think, will go back to the Titans. Here's why. Even though there was a report that they're not...
Well, they're going to let him test the market, but I think that's just because they're drooling over Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think he'll go back just because, okay, I don't think they'll be able to get Brady. And then I think it's tough to go away from a quarterback that took you to the AFC Championship.
Yeah, and I don't think, like, I was kind of shocked when that report came out, but I just think that shows us that everything relies on what Brady does, which is crazy because he's 43 years old, and all these teams are pressing the pause button on their future plans just if there's a chance that they could get him. Maybe it's because they want to sell thousands and thousands of jerseys, or maybe they think he actually has enough in him to compete. But just for the sake of this, I have Brady going to the Titans, which means they'd be moving on from Ryan Tannehill. And really a lot of the other areas, the quarterback needy teams, I've already filled them with a quarterback. So I'm going to put out a bit of a weird one here, and that's the Las Vegas Raiders. They have Derek Carr, but there's something going on between him and Gruden
that just looks like
it's not going to last. So I'm going to say that Ryan Tannehill goes to the Las Vegas Raiders. All right, we got one more.
Okay, the last one is Cam Newton.
Super Cam. I know. I think you're not the biggest Cam Newton fan, if I'm right,
well,
if I recall.
I drafted him in like the 7th round this year.
And he didn't play. He didn't feature once.
Didn't work out. Really thought he was going to have a big year for some reason, even though he really hasn't been good. Aside from his MVP year.
He had a couple... His rookie year, he was dynamite. That's the word I used to describe him, dynamite.
You know his first 2 rookie games? Have you seen those stats?
Well, I know he broke the record in his first ever game for passing
yards. I think he threw like 500 and 400 yards the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look at him
now. There's some weeks where I watch him. Actually, week 2 this season, the Bucs played the Panthers. And I recall this game... very, very well, because it's the worst quarterback play I've ever watched from 2 NFL quarterbacks Jameis Winston versus Cam Newton. It was before Jameis caught fire and was throwing touchdowns. He was just throwing interceptions. It was terrible. And that was Newton's last game of the year. Oh, my goodness.
I think Newton will go back to Carolina, though. I think they'll... they might draft a quarterback. I don't know what they'll do, but I think they're going to give him... I think they'll give him one more shot.
Yeah, reports are coming out like, oh, Panthers have him in their plans. And the next day it's like, oh, they're going to move on from him and draft someone. So honestly, I don't know what to believe. I'm just going to say he needs a change of scenery. And the only team I haven't filled is the Bears. And they don't need a quarterback. They're going to go with Trubisky. But bring him in. Challenge Trubisky. Week 5 when they're 1-4.
If they sign him, I truly think he'd be in before like the end of the first game. Because they say like, oh, we want him to push him, but like if Trubisky goes out there, especially if it's at home, and the whole crowd starts chanting Cam.
Yeah, especially that, like if you bring someone with the star power of Cam Newton into a market like Chicago,
and you're starting, oh, and especially if he lights it up in preseason.
Oh my goodness.
Because he'll play.
Rushing touchdowns against third string linebackers, borderline CFL starters.
But it doesn't matter because the fans will see that. Oh, yeah. They'll think he's back.
Just curious, where would you rank Trubisky out of 32 quarterbacks in the NFL? Because through looking at this especially, I looked at every single team starting quarterback, what teams need quarterbacks, where would guys fit, and I truly believe...
He's the worst?
If I have Ryan Tannehill going to the Las Vegas Raiders, who have Derek Carr, who is a career quarterback with a 98 or something around that passer rating, I truly believe that there's more than 32 quarterbacks right now in the NFL that are capable of having a starting job. Like, I think this is a golden age of every team at least has a decent guy.
Yep. I think he's the worst.
I think there's like the Colts have Jacoby Brissett, who at times last year was pretty good, and I watched him and said this guy could be, you know, not a franchise guy, but he can come in and help you win games here and there. When he was injured, they struggled without him, and it's like they're gonna move on from him. So every single team, it's like they need a great quarterback.
That Bears team, not last year, the year before. The one that the double doink.
Yeah.
That team should have won a Super Bowl.
Well, with their defense, they should have.
Well, no. With just any quarterback. Andy Dalton, they win the Super Bowl.
That's another guy. Andy Dalton. I think he's a capable starter. Not going to be a starting quarterback.
Nick Foles, they win that Super Bowl.
It really, like, when I look at the Bears, it's like they're the one team that, to me, they don't seem to be, like, striving to have an excellent quarterback.
Well, they never have had one.
I know they picked him second overall, and they still believe in him. They've invested time in him, but like, I don't know.
No, I'd want. Yeah, you just gotta like
the Vikings.
Admit to yourself that you're wrong. You know what I mean? They're trying to like okay, we draft him second overall, so they try to like if you had drafted Trubisky in the third round,
and your
quarter. Let's say you had a starting quarterback or whatever, and you got injured, and this third string came in, and this is how he played. He would not be on the team anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, they're just holding on to him because they paid a big price for him.
And there hasn't been flashes. It's not like Jameis, right? There's flashes of greatness.
And it's just like, if you can just contain one part of your game, we'll keep you.
Yeah, Trubisky, there's none of that.
Yeah, I've never watched him and said, oh, wow, this kid's going to light up the league. But I think that's enough cutting up Mitch Trubisky.
It's good for the Lions that they keep him.
It is, because you guys are in a very, very tough division. But that gets us through all our, I guess, quarterbacks. And I think closer to the draft, we'll do sort of the same thing. The quarterback carousel. What a name. Like, oh, they don't pay me enough on this show when I come up with great names like that. But
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic because you know that's used a ton, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I was just trying to look like I just pioneered this term. But just quickly before we wrap up the show... Because the draft is approaching, and we talked about smoke screens within the free agency period, the draft has a ton of these, and it's absolutely killing me, and I'm sure it's killing you too because the Lions are picking very, very high. I can't wait any longer for this draft, and I said it's approaching, but the reality is it's literally a month and a half more than that away. And just a new story seems to be coming out every single day. And I think we'll talk about Tua here because I think that's the biggest mystery of where he's going to end up. But all of a sudden, the Redskins have come out of nowhere. They picked second overall. They're in pole position to draft Chase Young, who's being hailed as the best defensive prospect in years. And if you remember, if we go back to around week 14 of this NFL season, with three or four games left in the year, the Lions, the Giants, the Redskins, and I guess the Dolphins were a bit of a part, but not really because they had their eyes on a quarterback. Everyone was looking at their last three games and saying, okay, who's gonna get Chase Young? It was all about Chase Young. And now that teams are in a position to draft him, it's like they don't care. Now they want a quarterback.
Yep. I mean, if this Redskins stuff is true, like, this is just it's a win-win for the Lions.
Yeah.
Because now you're guaranteed to, they're going to have a chance to pick Tua or Chase Young, the way this is shaping up. Or trade back, which I think they should do. Let me be clear. If they have the chance to take Chase Young, do not trade back.
Yeah.
That goes out the window. So now it's like, are the Redskins, but this makes no sense. Here's why I don't think the Redskins would purposely leak that they want Tua. Like, the Lions, you know how there's news about they're looking at Tua?
Yeah, so they can attract people to trade up. But why would the Redskins want to trade down?
If the Redskins, makes no sense to trade back.
Yeah.
You can take Chase Young. I don't know, like, unless they see something, do they see something that nobody else sees?
They just don't want him?
It's confusing me. I think it's confusing everybody. And if you're the Dolphins, now it's like, we might have to trade up to two to get this guy.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole point of, like, the Lions are sitting at three. When reports are leaked that they're in love with Tua, you can clearly make the argument that it's a smokescreen because they want the Dolphins to trade up to them. And why do the Lions want to do that? Because they don't want to take a quarterback.
And Chase Young, and they miss out on Chase Young. Gone.
Yeah. And the drop-off from Chase Young to the next best prospect. I know Isaiah Simmons just lit up the combine and he looks great.
And Jeff Okudu?
Okuda.
Okuda.
Okay, you better learn that. If he's going to be lining up for the Lions next year.
Listen, I heard a guy say that name. I heard a reporter say his name like that. And I was like, maybe that's how you say it.
Yeah, it's okay. I used to, when Darius Geis was in the draft a couple of years ago.
Geis.
You want him on the Lions. I had a hard time with his name.
Yep.
But back on track here, there's just no reason why the Redskins would, I think, want, like, there's nothing to gain from this being a smokescreen. So now we have to think about, okay, what if it's not a smokescreen? The Redskins drafted Dwayne Haskins, who threw 50 touchdowns in college and was, a lot of people thought he was one of the top quarterbacks in last year's draft class. I know Daniel Jones went before him, but nobody thought Daniel Jones was better. They drafted him 1 year ago and he played 7 games this year. And they're really going to move on from him already? Are you kidding me?
I don't hate it.
Really?
Tua is that good? Like, okay, thing did it. The Cardinals did it.
And I guess, you know what? This is the case with the Redskins, is the Cardinals had not just a coaching change, but a drastic coaching change in the sense that Cliff Kingsbury came in here. He runs an offense a very, very certain way that not a lot of other coaches do.
And Kyler's perfect.
And he said, yeah, Kyler is, I need him. Ron Rivera, he's a defensive guy.
Yep.
And I get the Redskins brought in a new coach, and maybe Ron Rivera's not in love with Dwayne Haskins, but the reality is, if you draft a guy as high as 15th overall and only let him feature in 7 games, you drafted him for a reason. When you pick a quarterback, you don't just pick that quarterback because he's the best quarterback available. You pick that quarterback because he's your guy.
Yep.
So if the Redskins are going to go and grab Dwayne Haskins and only let him play in 7 games, you haven't even seen what he's capable of. Especially now, quarterbacks more than ever are pretty raw coming out of college. So to give him the Josh Rosen treatment, I think is just a massive mistake for this franchise.
Once again, I don't have a problem with it at all. If you think Tua is going to be really that good, and you think Haskins is going to, like, do you envision Haskins being a top 12 quarterback in this league? Probably not.
I mean, we've only seen seven games.
Fair enough. But Tua, if he stays healthy, you can see him being like a top 7 quarterback.
Yeah.
It's very easy to envision that happening. So.
And Haskins never had the Tua hype coming out of college.
No.
So maybe that's just where the game's going now. Maybe Josh Rosen and Cliff Kingsbury wrecked the whole draft process in the sense that teams won't stop trying to get a quarterback until they have the very best one. Because what's been proven, if you have a great quarterback, you're in every game.
Yep.
My whole thing is you're now passing on Chase Young, who is the best thing since I can't think
when
of
you
a
hear, like,
defensive prospect that's gone the
talk load. About him. It's like it's almost just it's like the most guaranteed Pro Bowler, like all pro player.
It's like this guy's gonna come in, he's gonna pick up the offensive tackle, he's gonna throw him out of the stadium and just sack the quarterback through the turf. That's
and no flag.
Yeah, no flag at all. And that's, I think, what the draft process and the scouting process has really come to. Because how many times do we hear, rewind, I think it's 4 years ago, and that was the Trubisky draft, we were just talking about this.
Yep.
Myles Garrett.
Yep.
Myles Garrett is a terrific edge rusher, one of the best defensive ends in the NFL. He was leading the league in sacks last year before he took off another man's helmet and beat him with it. But Myles Garrett, there are 6, 7, 8 other Myles. Like, he's not this revolutionary player. He's great. But I just think when he was coming out of the draft, people talked about him like they're talking about Chase Young. And it seems like every year.
I think it's more hype over Chase Young.
Yeah, but it just seems like every year there's a guy who gets this much hype. I don't know. I guess time will tell of how good they do turn out to be. And but
looking good for the Lions either way. So
yeah, the Lions right now are coming out of the draft looking like they can't lose, just with how the other teams are leaking stuff to the media. And I'm sure we are going to keep an eye on that as we go and throughout these weekly podcasts. And maybe we can even get a mock draft going on later,
closer to the date.
Yeah, which would be some fun. But it is still
the mock drafts that start months and months before. It's unreal sometimes. These like people doing full, you know.
There's the 7-round
mock. Yeah, we're doing 7-round. We're doing 4-round mock draft. It's like, you know.
We're doing a 7-round mock next week. I'm going to get
going through every team, breaking down everything.
We got to get Paulo to make a Staples run.
Yeah.
Get the big board in here. Color-coded by position.
It's going to be a 7-hour podcast.
Yeah. But I think that's going to do it all for today. If you made it to the end, we thank you so much for listening. And, of course, keep up with the support. Keep up with your questions when we ask for Q&As, and make sure to like us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you are listening.
Write a review.
Yeah, we love to read the reviews. The
written reviews. I will say that every week, the written reviews.
Alrighty. So that's going to do it all for today, and have a good one.
Take it easy.